Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to our deep dive into the science behind mental health.
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
Me too. We're going to be taking a close look at Mind Matters,
okay,
which is a book that really aims to like give you a deeper understanding of how your mind works so you can, you know, take better care of it.
That's a great goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to uncover some really like fascinating insights. We're going to look at how our brains can change, how they can adapt. We'll also look at the link between our gut health and our mood.
Interesting. I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a thing. And we're also going to see how our personalities can actually impact our mental well-being.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. It sounds like Mind Matters takes a very comprehensive view of mental health.
Yeah. It really connects the dots between all these different aspects that often get treated separately.
Yeah.
But it's all connected. Like, it's all part of this big, like, web.
Right.
Of factors that contribute to our mental health.
I like that. It's like we're getting a backstage pass to our own minds.
Exactly. And, you know, it all starts with the basics, right? The brain.
The brain, of course.
The book does a great job of breaking down the different regions and their functions. Like, have you ever heard of the frontal lobe?
Oh, yeah. The frontal lobe is essential. It's like the CEO of our brains.
Yeah. It's responsible for planning, decision-making, emotional regulation, all that important stuff.
And what's fascinating is that even small disruptions in the frontal lobe can have significant impacts on our mental health.
Exactly. It's amazing how such a small part of our brain can have such a big impact.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not just the physical structure. The book also digs into the complex world of neurotransmitters.
Ah, yes. The brain's chemical messengers, those tiny molecules zipping around, influencing everything we think, feel, and do.
It's like a whole communication network, constantly sending and receiving signals. And, you know, one of the things that I found really interesting was the discussion about the interplay between these different neurochemicals, like dopamine and serotonin. Have you ever heard of those?
Oh, absolutely. Dopamine is often associated with reward and pleasure, while serotonin is linked to mood regulation. And imbalances between these two can lead to all sorts of issues.
Yeah, like addiction, depression, anxiety.
It's amazing how such tiny molecules can have such a profound impact on our lives.
And then there's neuroplasticity, which blew my mind. This idea that our brains aren't fixed, but can actually change and adapt throughout our lives.
Neuroplasticity is revolutionary. It means we're not stuck with the brain we were born with. We can actually rewire our brains for the better.
It's like our brains have this superpower to change based on our experiences. And the book talks about how we can actually harness that power.
Exactly. And that's where things like mindfulness and meditation come in. They can actually help us rewire our brains for greater resilience and well-being.
I love that. It's like we're not just passengers on this journey. We're actually in the driver's seat, able to steer our brains in a more positive direction.
And it's empowering to know that we have some control over our mental health, even in the face of challenges.
But you know what? It's not just about the brain itself. The book also explores this fascinating connection between our minds and bodies. Like, have you ever heard of the gut-brain connection?
Oh, the gut-brain connection. It's such a fascinating area of research. It's amazing to think that the trillions of bacteria in our gut can actually communicate with our brains, influencing everything from our mood to our cognitive function.
Yeah. Like, we have this second brain in our gut. And what we eat, you know, what we put into our bodies, it all plays a role.
It really underscores the importance of taking care of our gut health. A healthy gut can contribute to a healthy mind, and vice versa.
And speaking of taking care of ourselves, the book also explores how our personalities can impact our mental health journeys. Like, you know how some people just seem more prone to anxiety, while others are more resilient in the face of stress?
Right, and those differences can often be attributed to personality traits. Mind Matters explores how certain traits, like neuroticism or conscientiousness, can influence our vulnerability to specific mental health conditions.
It's not about labeling people, though. It's more about recognizing that we all have our own strengths and weaknesses, and understanding those can help us develop coping mechanisms that work for us.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that we're all unique, and our mental health journeys will reflect that individuality.
I love that. It's like a reminder that there's no shame in struggling. We're all just doing our best with the tools we have. And Mind Matters gives us even more tools to work with.
Exactly. It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge and strategies to take charge of our mental well-being.
And we've only just scratched the surface. Mind Matters goes on to explore a whole range of treatment approaches, from therapy and medication to lifestyle changes and alternative therapies.
It's a comprehensive guide to understanding the many paths to mental wellness, and it's about finding what works best for you.
Exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's about finding the right combination of tools and strategies to create a personalized plan for mental well-being.
And that's what makes Mind Matters such a valuable resource. It's not just about providing information. It's about giving us the power to take control of our mental health and live more fulfilling lives.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Mind Matters. We just finished talking about how our personalities can impact our mental health, and it's like, wow, there's so much to learn.
Right. But the best part is this book doesn't just give us information. It gives us actual tools and strategies that we can, like, put into practice right away.
Exactly. And one of the things that really stood out to me was the emphasis on mindfulness. It seems like it's, you know, everywhere these days.
Yeah.
But the book goes deeper. You know, it's not just about, like, chilling out for a few minutes.
It really is about so much more than just relaxation. It's about developing a deeper awareness of, well, everything, you know, our thoughts, our feelings, and even just, like, the physical sensations in our body.
It's about doing all that, like, without judgment.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No judgment. Just noticing what's happening. And the book actually provides some, like, really practical exercises for cultivating mindfulness in everyday life. And did you try any of those?
I did. I found them super helpful. I especially like the ones about, like, paying attention to your breath. It sounds so simple, but it actually, like, really helps ground you in the present moment.
It's amazing how such a simple practice can have such a powerful impact. What I found fascinating was how the book connected mindfulness to neuroplasticity. You know, that idea that our brains can actually change and rewire themselves.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that in the first part. It's like our brains are constantly evolving.
Right. So with mindfulness, we're not just calming our minds in the moment. We're actually training our brains to become less reactive and more resilient over time.
I see. It's like building a new mental muscle.
Yeah.
We're strengthening our ability to, like, regulate our emotions and respond to stress in a healthier way.
Exactly. And the more we practice mindfulness, the stronger that muscle becomes.
That's so cool. And, you know, speaking of changing our thought patterns, the book also dives into cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT.
Ah, CBT. It's been a game changer for so many people struggling with anxiety, depression, and other mental health challenges.
Yeah, the book does a great job of explaining how CBT works. It's basically about, like, identifying those negative thought patterns that can, you know, really drag us down.
And then challenging those thoughts. Like, are they really true? Are they helpful?
And then the key is to, like, replace those negative thoughts with more realistic and helpful ones.
It's a process, but it can be incredibly effective in changing the way we think, feel, and behave.
Yeah, it's like we're retraining our brains to think in a more positive and constructive way. But it's not just about therapy, right?
Yeah.
The book also emphasizes the importance of self-care.
Oh, absolutely. Self-care is essential for nurturing our mental well-being. But it's not just about, you know, bubble baths and face masks.
Right, right. It's about being intentional about, like, taking care of ourselves on all levels, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally.
Exactly. It's about creating a self-care routine that works for you, whether that includes setting boundaries, spending time in nature, engaging in creative activities, or just taking some time to, like, relax and recharge.
Yeah, it's about listening to our bodies and giving ourselves what we need. And, you know, sometimes that means saying no to things or setting aside time for ourselves, even when we feel busy.
It's not selfish. It's about recognizing that we can't pour from an empty cup. When we take care of ourselves, we're better able to show up for others and, you know, handle the demands of life.
So true. And speaking of, like, the demands of life, Mind Matters also talks about how important it is to address those lifestyle factors that can really affect our mental health.
Yeah, things like diet, exercise, sleep, they all play a huge role.
It's that mind-body connection again, right? What we do to our bodies impacts our minds and vice versa.
Absolutely. And I was so intrigued by the section on the gut-brain connection. It's incredible how those trillions of bacteria in our gut can actually communicate with our brains and influence our mood, our thoughts, even our behavior.
Yeah, and it makes you think twice about what you're putting into your body. The book talks about how, like, Fermented foods, prebiotics, and probiotics can all help promote a healthy gut microbiome.
It's all connected, right? Taking care of our gut health is like taking care of our brain health.
And of course, we can't forget about exercise. The book explains how physical activity can, like, boost our mood, reduce stress, and even help grow new brain cells.
It's like a natural antidepressant. And even moderate exercise, like brisk walking or dancing, can have significant benefits.
It's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and forget to move our bodies. But it's so important. And then there's sleep, which is, like, so crucial for our mental well-being.
I know, I'm definitely guilty of not getting enough sleep sometimes. But the book really drives home how important it is to prioritize those Z's.
Yeah, chronic sleep deprivation can really mess with our mood, our focus, our energy levels, everything.
And the book provides some really helpful tips for improving sleep hygiene, like establishing a regular sleep schedule, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and avoiding screen time before bed.
Those are all great tips. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. It's often the small, consistent changes that make the biggest difference.
Exactly. And Mind Matters encourages us to be patient with ourselves as we implement these changes. It's a journey, not a race.
Right, and it's okay if we slip up sometimes. What matters is that we keep coming back to those healthy habits that support our mental well-being.
And it's about recognizing that mental health is an ongoing process. It's not something we achieve and then we're done. It's about constantly learning, growing, and adapting.
And Mind Matters has given us so much to think about already, but we're not done yet.
There's still more to explore. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll delve into some of the book's most profound insights and talk about how we can actually make these strategies a part of our lives in a meaningful and lasting way.
And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Mind Matters. We've covered so much ground already, you know, from the brain's incredible ability to rewire itself to the surprising connection between our gut and our mental health. But now it's time to bring it all home. How can we actually use all this knowledge to improve our lives, like starting today?
That's the big question, right? It's one thing to learn about all this stuff, but how do we actually make it work for us? Mind Matters doesn't just want to fill our heads with facts. It wants to empower us to take control of our mental well-being and really live our best lives.
And one of the things that really stuck with me was this idea that we have more power than we realize. You know, sometimes it feels like our mental health is just like at the mercy of our genes or our circumstances. Mm-hmm. But this book shows us that's not true. We have choices.
Absolutely. We have the power to make choices, to build habits, and to seek out resources that can truly make a difference.
It's like we've been handed this amazing toolbox, you know, full of strategies and techniques, but it's up to us to actually pick up those tools and use them. And one of the most important tools, I think, is self-awareness.
Oh, for sure. Self-awareness is key. It's about understanding our own unique patterns, our triggers, our strengths, and our vulnerabilities. The more we understand ourselves, the better equipped we are to take care of our mental health.
And speaking of taking care of ourselves, the book also really emphasizes the importance of seeking help when we need it. You know, there's still so much stigma around mental health, but Mind Matters really challenges that.
It does. It encourages us to be proactive, to reach out for support when we're struggling. And it emphasizes that asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It shows that we're committed to our well-being.
Yeah, it's like we wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor if we broke a leg, right? So why should we hesitate to seek help when we're struggling emotionally?
Exactly. And there are so many resources available. Therapists, counselors, support groups, online resources. There's help out there. And sometimes just talking to a trusted friend or family member can make a huge difference.
Having that support system is so important. Knowing that we're not alone in this can make those tough times a little bit easier to handle.
It really does. And, you know, even when things are good, it's important to nurture those connections to build a strong support network that we can rely on.
And it's not just about relying on others. Mind Matters also talks about the importance of, you know, building our own inner strength and resilience.
Oh, absolutely. Resilience is that ability to bounce back from adversity. And it's something we can cultivate through self-care, through mindfulness, through practicing those coping skills that work for us.
Yeah, it's like we're not going to avoid difficult emotions or challenges in life. They're going to happen. But we can learn how to navigate them in a healthier way.
And part of that is developing self-compassion. You know, being kind to ourselves when we're struggling, not beating ourselves up when we make mistakes. We're all human. We're all works in progress.
That's such an important reminder. We're all on this journey together, and it's okay to stumble along the way. What matters is that we keep learning and growing. And so, as we wrap up our deep dive into Mind Matters, what's one key takeaway that you hope our listeners will take with them?
For me, it's this. You have more power over your mental well-being than you might think. It's not about achieving some perfect state of happiness, you know, where we never experience stress or sadness. It's about understanding our minds, embracing our strengths, and developing strategies to navigate the challenges that life inevitably throws our way.
I love that. Mind Matters really gives us a roadmap, and the tools to create a more fulfilling and meaningful life, even amidst the ups and downs.
It encourages us to be curious about our own minds, to keep exploring, to keep learning, and to remember that mental health is an ongoing journey, not a destination.
It is a journey, and we don't have to go it alone. So to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Mind Matters. We hope you found it informative and inspiring.
And we hope it empowers you to take charge of your mental well-being and create a life that truly reflects your values and aspirations. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Take care of yourselves and each other and keep exploring the incredible power of your own mind.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep taking care.